Live. What is up, everybody? I'm over here with my boy Saul. Let's get this party started.
Public Yemeni number one.
What is up, guys? We got some people tuning in. What's up, Jason Bacon? Thank you for showing up. I don't know why, but this shit sounds a little echoey.
I haven't heard myself speak yet, but I'm sounding sexy. I don't know about
Saul. If you don't know anything about this fucking podcast, the tradition is I always have technical difficulties.
Oh, that's a good tradition, man.
No, it's not. But I mean, it's now. It's like that. The viewers are expecting that shit.
And the fucking musicians come out and the sound techs didn't do their job right.
Yeah.
So they still got to tune the guitar on stage.
Motherfucker, I'm the musician and the sound tech. Let's do this. Yo, so we over here with Saul. It's Saul, right?
Yeah, it's Saul Trujillo.
A lot of people don't call you Saul. A lot of people call you Sal, right?
Yeah, the Sal, Saul. I mean, it's got to be like, I don't give a fuck. I care because I cared so much as a kid. And now it's like, bah, whatever. They start to remember my name when I get off stage. Then they start to figure out what my name is. I don't care what you call me beforehand. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a lot of kids coming up who would like give a lot of people ego about their name. And I'm like, yo, man, come on. It's a hard name sometimes.
You don't care, huh?
Nah, man.
It doesn't even bother you at all.
Nah.
Not even a little bit.
Some of the coolest people, some of the coolest people coming up, like they would call me Saul. And I would never correct them just because of how... I was like, you're awesome. You don't give a fuck how you say my name.
Yeah. Some people get really mad about that stuff.
Yeah. Like, I notice a lot of, like, Indian people get real, like, upset. I came up with a lot of Indian kids
who... They are the worst motherfuckers to be getting mad about that shit.
Mad.
If anybody needs a pass, it's fucking... trying to fucking say an Indian person's name, bro.
I mean, they got like 27 syllables. It's Pratik. Fucking nuts, man. It's like an asterisk sign in the middle of the name.
Do you know Pratik?
Nah.
He's another comic named Pratik. Shout out to Pratik. I don't know his last name because it's long.
It's very long.
It's fucking long,
and when
bro.
They get writing gigs, it's like, it'll be like Pratik and then like the fucking thing all across the name.
Yeah.
It's just like crazy.
It's kind of like the fucking Pac-Man thing where they got to like do the name, but then it's also going to come out the other side of the screen too. Fucking A.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. Fucking A. Thanks for having me, man. This is fun. You got me margaritas with the big ice cube.
Yeah, bro. The big ice cube, man.
Making me feel less Mexican. You're like, I drink vodka coming up. Like, you grew up white trash.
I know. I can't believe you didn't know that much about tequila.
I don't know shit. I came up really poor, so I drink a lot of plastic bottle shit. So it's like a lot of plastic bottle bourbon, like White Wolf. That's like a 150.
What the fuck was that? Old school White Claw?
That's liquor store vodka, sir.
Damn. You know Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah. That's where I come. Modesto, like this, like 30 minutes away from my house. My home is, that's where it's made. The Gallo in Modesto.
That's where Mad Dog 2020 is
made? Mad Dog, Thunderbird.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like.
Modesto?
Modesto, but they call it Methdesto.
Methdesto, right. Is that close to Sacramento?
It's close to Stockton, where I'm from. But it's all within like a 70-mile radius. It's all the valley of the Northern California.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in like a rough area?
Yeah, I grew up in the, like, right now, I guess they just did that crime app that people talk about in Los Angeles?
Oh, Citizen.
Citizen. Well, there's a version of that my mom downloaded, and she's like, look at the map, mijo. In the neighborhood, it's all red. It's all red. There's always, like, a visual of someone who just, like, a gang member who just died, like, across. It's, like, all over. But
do we even need that in our life, bro?
I don't know, man. I guess no. No, we don't. We don't.
I don't have that app. Do you?
No. There's no point, but see, that makes me desensitized to actual crime. Because I don't jump when a gun is presented as probably when I should. You know, it doesn't become like ugh. But that's because I've seen so many people like get a gun pulled out, or I've had a gun pulled out on me.
Same here.
Yes, but you're a fucking Marine, man. And like that's, but you're also from fucking Detroit.
Nobody pulled a gun on me in the Marines.
Is that something you've ever talked about? That's fucking hella funny, Doug.
That's hella funny.
That's so fucking funny.
It's true, bro.
Yo, hey, you're like, I've been in the Marines. Nobody pulled a gun on me in the Marines.
Nobody pulled a gun on me in the Marines,
bro. Not one person. I was in Afghanistan, Doug. Not one
person. See, the thing, though, I didn't go to war, though.
Okay.
I didn't go to war. I was in during the Clinton administration.
Well, you did go to war. You're in Detroit. So you went
That's
to war.
That's what I'm saying. I was. Yeah, yeah. I joined the Marine Corps to get out of war.
You were in the thick of it, dog.
I gotta fucking put this in the list of shit that I gotta talk about. I got an open mic list here that I have. Where the fuck is it, man? I'm sorry I made that a little too sweet, bro.
Bro, I'm as far as margaritas go, this is like way better than Applebee's.
Well, fuck you, man. You're gonna fucking like... Okay.
What, are you,
I don't like you as a person anymore.
Why did you say that?
Applebee's. That's the way for you to make me feel like it's that good. Hey, bro, at least it's not Applebee's.
Well, I like it.
You're a turd.
You see me licking the salt like a fucking horse? I don't know.
Oh, dude, the salt is everything.
That's a problem. I'm like 36. I can't be having this shit. I gotta go. I gotta find a new doctor. I'm afraid he's just gonna be like, nah, man. On top of the pre-diabetes.
Are you pre?
I'm pre.
Oh no, dude.
No. I'll have that. No, that's fine. I'll take something. Don't worry about it.
Will you take metformin?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't eat a lot during the day. Calorically, like when I use that handful of nuts you saw me. Remember you saw me the other day, don't eat that trail mix? That was a part of my dinner, that trail mix.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. No. Be real with me. It's 100% real. I don't eat a lot of calories, like calorically. Like people think I eat a lot, but I'll eat like more high fat and lower volume. But no, tell me for real.
We talked about like... Nick Simmons, mm-hmm. You know, Simmons. And his advice that he gave you.
Of course, the fat-free stuff.
Yeah, so like you're eating a lot of trail mix. It's just too many calories in such a small volume.
Okay.
So you're not really filling yourself up.
You're just, do you feel it's like empty calories?
No, they're not empty calories at all.
Okay, so.
They're really good calories. They're highly dense calories. Okay. That's the thing. So one little handful of cashews has the same amount of calories than like a 5-ounce chicken breast.
That makes, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
With a 5-ounce chicken breast, you're going to eat more of it. It's going to fill up more volume.
Okay.
So it'll fill you up more.
But I like almonds sometimes over chicken breast.
Bro, you don't understand how much I fucking love cashews, almonds, all that shit. If you go in my cupboards, you're not going to find them.
Zero.
You're going to find almond slivers. I keep almond slivers to put in my in my salad a little bit. I'll put a little bit on my cup, like to have some crunch to it.
I got you. But you'll never find the whole version of almonds in your shit.
Because I'll fucking destroy them, bro.
Okay, that's how much you love them? I don't love them that much. That was just something I had.
Can you stop eating cashews?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't know how. Okay. I can't.
That's just look. That's if I had that issue, I think I'd be more fit. I can't stop eating shit like tacos. You know what I mean? Cashews is not an issue.
Okay. Well, tacos is not a bad. It's also not good if you're trying to lose weight, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna try to lose weight, eat more low calorie stuff so you can eat more.
It tastes like trash.
Does it really, bro?
Fat free cheese is good. Does it even melt?
Okay. That's a good question, bro.
Does it even melt?
It's like, isn't that like the same material they put in my Nike sole in the shoe?
I get it. Like, I've had fat-free cream cheese. I've had for everything. And I was like, man, you know what? This needs a lot of fat. This shit tastes.
Fat tastes so good,
bro. It's the best. I get it. I understand. But there's a reason why, you know, people are the way they are. Society is the way it is. It's just the normalcy of shit, like just having cream cheese, a shit ton of it, or butter, you know what I mean? Like that's I just feel like in America, you know what I mean?
You got to look at it this way. I think the best way that I heard it, I fucking heard somebody say this on a podcast, man, because I listen to a lot of like science, nutrition podcasts. I'm really into that shit.
Well, you look like you would be, dog. You're all chest up here and
shit.
Well,
I appreciate it, man, because I've been working very hard.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? You look like you work hard.
If you go back 10 years, I looked like shit compared to now. If you go 10 years before that, I even look more like shit.
I bet you both of those are still my goal weight.
But what I'm saying is like it was a very slow progression for me to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
I only wish I got to this point in my 20s when my dick still worked. I mean, my dick works, but not like in my 20s.
I mean, yeah, it's supposed to.
In my 20s, that motherfucker was just always at attention. Come on.
You want it to work like that the whole time till you're dead? it's got to progress. that there's a man who hasn't found love yet. That's what it is.
Yes.
I found love. I'm ready for my dick to die. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. That's funny, bro. But like back on the nutrition shit, man. So you got to like, you don't have to look at it this way, but this is how I look at it from what I've like heard from all these other people. So you got to look at it this way. Human beings evolve very slowly, right?
Yeah.
So it's easy to say that if you go back thousands of years, our ancestors' makeup of their body and how it evolved to that point, still similar to us.
Okay.
The thing that changed the most is our environment.
Yeah.
We manipulated our environment.
Yeah.
To a point where everything is so easy, right? That you can roll up to the comedy store with a plastic bag full of fucking trail mix.
Yeah.
That one of our ancestors, it would take them a week to get that much calories. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
But not me. I went to Trader Joe's, dog.
That's the fucking point that I'm trying to make.
I know the point.
So, like, yeah, the fat-free cheese is not that good. Then if you don't want the fat-free cheese, I don't do fat-free.
What do you do? You just don't eat shit?
I do reduced fat.
Reduced fat.
So it's got some fat.
A little 50-50. I like that. A little, yeah, I got you.
Like it's 1/3 reduced fat.
What's the fat that you enjoy the most? Like butter, like bacon fat, you know, like what do you enjoy?
I love bacon.
Bacon?
I love butter. I love ribeyes. Fatty ribeyes, bro, is my fucking favorite. Yeah. Man. And right now that I'm trying to lean out, which I'm not doing a good job at because I'm like fucking up drinking these sweet.
I was
going
to say, we're drinking
margaritas.
A diabetic and someone trying to lean out drinking margaritas.
Woo! But the point is that, what was the question?
I didn't even get high. It's these margaritas right here.
I forgot the food we were just talking about.
We're talking about leaning out. You're talking about losing weight. Ribeyes. What's your favorite fat?
Favorite fat. Yeah. So like right now, I'm not eating any of that stuff.
Okay. So what?
I cut out ribeyes over the last 2 months so that I could eat more chicken breast, so that I could eat more food and not have to.
You're a volume guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have because I like to eat a lot, bro.
No, I'm the same way.
I love to eat a lot.
And I noticed like when I was like really losing weight, I did pretty much just cut out all bread.
Bread is the worst.
Bread. I would just do like vegetables and meat. Like
that's
my,
everything, bro.
And that's, but see, like it's hard. Now I live with a white girl who loves to go to like fucking, she likes to get snacks.
Divorce. You got to divorce her.
This bitch loves snacks.
You gotta get rid of her.
Do it, kick her to the curb. Let me go on the honeymoon first. The trash honeymoon.
Yeah, do that. Kick her off a cliff.
Kick her off. That's where I could kick her. Optic cruise. That's what people, you murder your spouse.
What do they call it? Optic cruise?
No. You just, people who, like the one perfect place to murder your spouse is on a cruise ship, dude. You kick her right off the boat.
You heard it here first, guys.
Based on statistics, you know, it's just happened before.
So she's not somebody who wants to like try to.
She does, but she does. But then we'll be out and then I'll enable it. We enable each other because she's a big girl, too. So it's just as far as we need to both change our mentality or I need to eat separate from her. And I feel like it would hurt her feelings if I ate separate from her. So I think we both need to change our mentality on how to treat food.
And the thing is like the next best thing is to show more discipline while you're eating with her, which I don't have that discipline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I purposefully don't have types of food in here because I know I'll fucking make them disappear.
Yeah.
In one night.
100%.
So imagine if I was with a woman and she likes to have Ben and Jerry's in the fridge.
It's over.
That's it. I'm not walking to work. I'm rolling to work.
It's over. That's why we get the halo, the fucking halo with the 300 calories.
Halo top.
It's the fucking best.
You like that?
It's fine, but I could crush a whole pint. It's volume.
And that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
There's something about us. We have this fat ass mind where we have to finish it.
She gives me shit about it. I'll like try to be finished the whole pint. She'll be like, "What?" I'm like, "It's 300 calories.
It's only 300 calories.
Finish the pint."
She's like, "We don't have to finish the whole pint." I'm like, "Yes, I do."
That's what this was made for.
The fuck is wrong with you?
That's why it says 300 calories on it. So it says go ahead and eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole fucking thing. Psych yourself out into thinking you just had a whole pint of real ice cream.
A normal pint of Ben and Jerry's, if it put the amount of calories on the front that big, it'd be 1,000 calories for the whole pint. I know.
I eat a whole pint.
I know.
Oh, no. Sometimes I can't help it.
And that's your whole meal. If you know what I mean?
That's half my daily calories if I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's half of it.
Do you like, cause I put in, cause I'm 5'6", roughly 285. Now that's a lot of weight.
5'6"?
5'6".
I don't know why I thought you were like my height. It's so weird. I didn't think that you were like a little shorter than
people
me.
Forget that I'm a little guy, especially when it comes to like getting in cars. They'll offer me shotgun, not remembering that I'm short. Just seeing how portly I am, they're like, this big guy. I'm like, I'm not a big guy. I'll fit in the back seat.
Interesting.
I'll fit in the back seat like a bag, dog. It's fine.
What type of fucking Mexican optical illusion are you throwing on this, man?
Oh, no.
Maybe it's your fucking attitude.
It's the fluffy effect. It's the fluffy effect. You think that's what it is? Yeah, it's what it is.
You don't think it's the fucking hair, maybe? I don't know, man. You do have this gangster. You're a very nice guy, but you do have, if somebody didn't talk to you yet or whatever, you do have this Mexican gangster vibe where, you know, I can look at you and be like, yeah, that guy has people to do shit for him. You do, like a little bit. You look, you kind of have that. I can see you playing that type of role in a movie, you know?
Inadvertently, like I would have like if there was a time in San Jose where I talked shit to some guy and then I just walked away from it. And then my buddy just inadvertently had my back. He's like, I'll knock him out if you want. You ain't got to do all that, man. You know what I mean? Like, you don't got it. So there's that, but I just don't know if it's just gonna be a like. Just don't be shitty. Just be likable to people. Just be cool.
Hey, man, I don't understand how people can be shitty to people. You know what though? I'll tell you what though. Sometimes have another hit.
Oh, okay.
I've already had a few. Yeah, being nice is everything, bro.
It's so much easier than being a hater.
But you know what can make you a hater?
What?
Not doing what you're supposed to do with your life.
Explain.
So, I'm not a hater. I'm the opposite of a hater because, like, and I know you are too.
Yeah.
You're not the type of person to see some one of your peers blow up and then you're going to hate on them. I would think that you're kind of like me where instead of hate, it's like, fuck yeah, man. You're that's awesome. To. And, man, I got to fucking do something.
You're supposed to.
You take energy from that. You go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What did they do right? What can I learn from that? Can I take that energy and have some follow through and actually go, you know, because I think a hater is someone who goes, man, they made it. Fuck them. Because they don't plan on doing anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
To work themselves to that position or try to strive for that.
Yeah.
Then you got other people who see that and they're like, damn, they got that. I'm going to get that too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not even like a hatred thing. It's like a, man, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Now I need to fucking work my ass off.
I smile at social media a lot. Like when my friends, I scroll and my friends get something. You go, you like it. And you go, good for you.
Hell yeah.
You legitimately say it. You say it out loud verbally. You go, good for you. Because you legitimately mean it. There's no ill intent against everybody. It's weird. I don't know if we are intended for this business. I feel like this business requires you to be cutthroat and more cutthroat than I want to be. You know what I mean?
I think there's a good balance. I think you have to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like
you have to do both.
Our type, but we'll be doing something that's going to be fucked up and we won't even know it.
Like what, bro?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe signing a deal that fucks someone else over for the good of something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we're really nice. And,
that you and I are nice?
Yeah. Really nice. Really nice. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I feel like the fluffies of the world, I brought him up just because he's a really nice guy. Jesus Trejo. Fucking nice guy.
Love that.
Nicest guy in the
He's
fucking
so
world.
Nice. He's Kirk a killer. Fox.
Nice guy.
Killer and nice guy. Yeah. I never really got a chance to meet Kirk Fox yet.
Sweet, enjoyable
Sweetheart,
guy.
Huh?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, just hanging around him. He's one of the guys where I put my ear to the ground and I hear him talk to open micers and I hear him just give advice and I'm like, this guy is dope. I've never officially met him. He's not
doing that advice where he's feeding his own ego.
Nah. Nah.
Because you know that, you've heard that advice.
Yes, I've heard that advice.
You've heard that advice where somebody's like just trying to make themselves feel good.
Yeah.
They're making themselves feel good.
And then there's a couple comics that we can name. You know, me being at the store, but we're not going to do that.
Write it down on a piece of paper.
you these comics you probably already know. You hang out more. You hang out more. Yeah. No, well, yeah, it is what it is. I'll text you later.
trying to start shit on the podcast.
Not trying to start shit on anything, man. But fuck, what were we talking about? We just got high.
Well, yeah, we got really high. We're talking about ways that you have to be cutthroat.
Ah, yeah.
And so we were also then we parlayed to, you know, you said I'm nice, you're nice, we're nice, Jesus Trejo, nice.
Yeah, I just don't like. I don't know why, for whatever reason, in my head, it's probably a flawed, but the people who make it to the very top gotta do some fucked up things. I don't know why. Okay. What do you think? Not be fucked up, but maybe cut people out. Maybe sign a deal that fucks somebody else over. But this is how green I am to the industry. I have no idea how shit works.
When you say sign a deal,
yeah,
that screws somebody else over.
Like, let's say you co-wrote something with somebody, or maybe somebody had an idea, and then you just sort of, that's me. I've seen people do that shit. Or SNL, just taking somebody's shit. And then you know that SNL can take it, but you got to send it in to see if they can hire you as a writer.
Here's something funny on that note. Yeah. Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Was on Joe Rogan last, and when he was on there last, he talked about the time that he was on SNL.
Uh-huh.
And how people were stealing his bits.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got to a point where he wasn't getting along with the other writers. They were very cutthroat. He wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And they were actively stealing his shit. So yeah. He was like an up-and-comer writer. And then like he pitched an idea to the table. And then like they shot it down. And then like a couple of weeks or sometime later, all of a sudden, they fucking shoot this thing based off the idea that he pitched to the table that no one's giving him credit for. Or something that he wrote. Long story short, he gets to a point where he starts getting fired from the play. Fired, right? And then he sat down with Lorne Michaels, and Lorne Michaels was trying his best to make it all work out.
Yeah.
Right? And he told Jim Brewer, he goes, well, you're too nice for this business.
Well, there you go.
You know? So I think, in all honesty, man, maybe I'll enlighten you to something.
Go ahead.
There was this years ago, bro, like 10, 12 years ago. There was an article that came up, and I was always infatuated with artificial intelligence, the dawn of artificial intelligence, okay? So 12 years ago, it was still in its infant stages, right? We didn't have driving cars or anything. I read an article where there was a competition where programmers would program the best program to win a simulated business world. Okay. So they simulated this computer simulation world where one corporation does another corporation, and each one of these corporations are different algorithms.
Okay.
Okay. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, within this thing, they limited the type of things that can be done in this world, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the algorithm spits out, Eshack Corporation coordinates with Saul Corporation.
Yeah.
Right? This transaction happens. Eshack Corporation doesn't screw over Saul Corporation, right?
Yeah.
Right? This next transaction happens. Saul Corporation screws over Eshack Corporation. Now the algorithm is like, what's the algorithm going to do? Is this algorithm built to be the one that's going to fuck over the other corporation? Or is this algorithm going to be like, okay, that's fine. Let's just try to collaborate on the next one and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So each person or group that create these algorithms would create these algorithms in a way that would work within this limited action universe, right?
Yeah.
Got it? The one that won over and over and over and over and over again was the one algorithm that was named Tit for Tat.
Okay. The collaborator.
Tit for Tat.
Tit for Tat.
Tit for Tat. You know, you ever heard that term, tit for tat?
Yeah, tit for tat. Like you, it's not like a, you give me, it's not a collaboration thing. Like, you fuck with me, I fuck with you. No?
It's both tit for tat. So yeah. Tit for tat means, hey man, You're nice to me, I'm nice to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, man, you fuck me over, I'm going to fuck you over.
So the nice guy wins in the end.
But at the same time, there's no emotion to it. Because if you approach to me again and want to collaborate, I'm open. Okay.
The one that's willing to adapt.
But then if you fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you now. That's it. So, yes, exactly. So that was a very interesting, like algorithm science type of experiment that they did. That when I remember when I read that when I was really young, I think it was even longer than 12 years now that I think about it. But I remember that's how I look at the world, man. I look at the world like this, man. I am just here to have a good time. I want to collaborate with as many fucking people. I want your genius to fucking rub on mine. And I just want to be able to have this community of people that I could trust and whatever. But my radar's on at the same time, man. And okay. I understand the minefield that we're all navigating.
Gotcha. You know?
And the way I look at it is you don't screw people over. But if somebody shows themselves to be that type of person, now you know this is the type of person that you either, one, got to keep at arm's length.
Or attack. If you got to
defend Or whatever yourself. That attack is, you
yeah,
know what
if
I mean?
You got to defend yourself, yeah. I like that. Because the whole time you were explaining it, I'm high enough to, I was like, all right, this is like a Tron universe. This is the whole simulation. I was like, I had that shit very in my head. I was like, all right, I'm going with it. I like it. And then like, yeah.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
So the key, I guess, from that was... The type of, now mind you, bro, this is an algorithm.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I'm sure that's like, but I don't know. I kind of look at the world like that. So how I look at it, man. I stay agnostic.
You stay agnostic. So you're not, and that's why you eat bacon, I guess. You know, I didn't think you were going to go Muslim to Christian. I was like, this fool's an atheist.
But what I mean by I stay agnostic, I stay centrist on everything.
Yeah, you should.
I don't pick sides.
As every comedian should.
If some comedian's got beef with another comedian, I lend an ear.
Okay.
And that's it. That's it. I lend an ear. I'm there for them to bitch this person out or whatever. Whatever ill thing they say about the other person, you're never going to hear me go, yeah, man, fuck that guy.
Do you feel like that?
Unless it's a person that's totally screwed me over.
Of course.
Right? And that person comes to me, man, fuck that guy. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that guy. That's a tit for tat. Also, you got to pay attention to that, how what he did to me or she did to me.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Also, do you think that shows your age? Because I feel like that's such something that you learn upon time. Because I feel like I'm in my 30s. So like I don't like a 20-year-old comic could have this mentality. I'd be very impressed.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like your ego's crazier in your 20s. I feel like... You're more cutthroat in your 20s.
I think 20s is not even fucking, you shouldn't even be bringing that up. Honestly, 20s. To me, the 20s for a man,
yeah,
dark ages. I call it the dark ages.
How is that?
For me, it was not a good time.
I'm going to agree with you.
It wasn't a good time in that it was very confusing.
Okay.
You know, what am I going to do in this life? You know, fucking learning how to hit on women, be better. It's just this, like, your balls are angry. You're not fucking every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, some people, some men in their 20s, they figure it out in their 20s, man. But I think most of us is just like, it's confusing. It's depressing.
I didn't figure it out until I was like 30s.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As soon as I turned 30, a light went off in my head.
Everybody talks about how you start to deteriorate when you're 30, but no one talks about how mentally sharp you actually start to become.
Have you read the book Think and Grow Rich?
Nah.
Fucking great book, man. And the guy who wrote the book was hired by the billionaire of the early 1900s. His name was Carnegie. Uh-huh. He was an industrialist. He was the richest man in the world at the time.
Yeah.
He hired an author named Napoleon Hill. And he liked Napoleon Hill's writings. And he's like, I'm going to commission you for 20 years. And all I want you to do is investigate and interview the most successful people in this world, and I want you to find through lines that connect them all. I want you to interview evil motherfuckers that are successful, good people that are fucking successful, business people, whatever, and try to find that fucking through line. It's a great book to read. But one of the things he talked about was, he said, men turn 30 or 40 and they think that's it, if they haven't made it at that time. And he goes through his 20 years of interviewing these successful people, he said all of them hit their stride in their 40s.
That makes sense.
they started hitting their stride in their 40s. They started really, really started, like, that's when things started opening up.
Fucking man.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's not the case with everybody. Nowadays, it isn't. With internet, you got a lot of kids that are blowing up when they're fucking a zygote. You know?
Yeah. But it's still funny that, I mean, people praise comics early in, like, the 1990s of the 2000s, but they don't necessarily see, like, a lot of them weren't ready. A lot of them got half hours or Comedy Central specials, and you grow up with their career. You see how good they get. You know, I see a lot of just comics. I'm trying to figure out one right now, but like maybe one that didn't, like a, good God, like a Patton Oswalt, or like 5 years in, he was already on Comedy Central, but then like he was good, but he wasn't fucking the 10-year, 15-year Patton Oswalt. Not that, but it's just something that they were just giving deals out to people. You know, who was just like even kind of remotely good.
Yeah.
There's this comic, Larry Bubbles Brown. He kicked it in the Bay Area with like with Robin Williams. He was like a part of the Bay Area, like dinosaurs that never moved from the Bay Area. They just stayed there when it was booming. And then the boom left and went to industry. So he was telling me, he was like, you and like a lot of these comics here, if this were the 80s, you guys would have TV shows. Yeah. You guys would have TV deals.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It was a different time, bro.
It was a different time. He's like, but now, you know, if you're not even like 5 years remotely ready, like, you're probably not going to get into like 10, 15 years in.
Well, now it's saturated.
Yeah.
And now the landscape keeps changing.
Yeah.
First it's Instagram, now it's TikTok, and then it's this. And then what's the next thing that you're going to have to adapt to?
I like it. I like how hard it is.
You do?
It's gross.
Are you doing TikTok?
I don't. No. I'm just talking about it as a whole, whatever you're going for. Like I want to write. I want to write and do stand-up. That's like acting would probably be fun, but realistically, that's what I want to do. And I like how hard, like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I got to figure that out. I just like doing hard tasks like that. It's kind of psycho shit. But do you like TikTok? Do you do the TikTok?
I'm trying to get into it, man. I just got so much other things going on, you know? And I find the people that do TikTok, that have other things going on, the ones that do it right are the ones that do very simple, easy videos that you can just, and that's the level of mindset I'm trying to get into that I have to gear myself up for, because I like working on more in-depth things. That's why I like stand-up. I like working on something until you massage it for it to be so good. You know what I mean? To me, that's everything.
Yeah.
TikTok is about just throwing whatever is out there.
So you only got 60 seconds.
But not only that, like the quality is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people that are doing a lot of them, the quality of stuff that they're putting out is not that great.
No. But then as soon as something hits, as soon as, like I know a couple people, they just get from 0 to 12,000 followers in a week because something hit.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. Trust me. And that's the thing that I'm trying to do so that I can, you know, I I got so much other things I got going on that. And at the same time, I have a problem with quality, and I got to get over that.
Yeah.
I did it with this podcast, to be honest, because right now this podcast, even though I've been going, doing it for like about a couple of months, it's not ready.
You're still kind of getting the kinks and trying to fine tune it and shit?
Still trying to fine tune it and figure it out as I go. And that's the mindset I'm starting to get myself into, where it's just like, fucking just do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to do that with TikTok. So I'm hoping to figure out a plan of action. I think maybe 3 videos a week on TikTok should do it.
I could. There's this buddy. My buddy has 300,000 followers. He did a whole fucking, like, he has a whole PDF on how he did it. And then, like times and material. I'll send it to you.
Times?
Look, times that your specific audience is watching.
Mm.
I'm like, my specific audience, if I gave a shit, between 5 and 6 p.m. It's the analytics. It does the analytics because there's analytics on it, just like how there's analytics on Instagram.
5 to 6 p.m. Pacific or Eastern?
Pacific for me. Everybody's different.
Which means that anybody on the East side is going to be watching it around 9 p.m.
Yeah, but I got to my TikTok to like 10,000 followers, and then just, it's a ghost town now. I don't do shit on it. I had fun with it for like 2 months, posted a couple videos, and then did a couple shorts that were dumb. And then I was just like, all right, I'm over it. And then I just went back to work and I started focusing on stand-up again. This is during the pandemic. Mm. So obviously, a lot of comics started a TikTok during the pandemic.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was during that. So, and I figured out the analytics of like my specific demographic of people would change. It'd be like 4 p.m. on Tuesday, 5 p.m. on Wednesday. It's just shit. You got to read his stupid PDF. Not stupid, but his PDF. It's really long.
Please send that to me.
Of course. Yeah.
Because I got to try to figure that shit out, man.
The industry podcast.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're going to teach you how to fucking...
Inside baseball, everybody.
Yeah. You want to blow up on TikTok? Listen to two guys that don't even go on TikTok.
Yeah, two fucking dudes who are too old for TikTok.
Yeah. Geezer's trying to give TikTok advice. And actually, we need to bring millennials on this show and have them give us advice. And the advice would be like, just get off TikTok, old man.
Yeah, fucking go take a walk outside. Get some vitamin D.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. There was a question I was going to ask you.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you about this. There's this thing that I found that I like right now. Have you used this app called Later?
No. What the hell is that?
It's great. It allows you to plan all the posts in the future for your Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter.
Oh, it's like a TV schedule, but for your posts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been great. And then I also use Facebook Studio Creator because the other app won't do IGTV videos. So I do IGTV videos on them, whatever. I just started it this week, man, and I planned out my entire month.
Shit.
So now there's this automatic thing that's just going to keep posting now. What pictures are going to come on this day, what video is going to come on this day, and all that shit.
I have I'm bipolar into as to whether or not I want to keep posting it to be like, you know, comedian, because it's called my Instagram solo comedy, but it's still just my life. So I still like will post something just for like, oh, just in case people do follow me. But I'm recognizing that people are following me because of the show that I'm doing. They started following my Instagram, but usually it's just I'll post about my dog for my friends. You know what I mean? Now it's like, I think I'm going to start posting content on it. So it's starting to become like new content posting, but I still want to just post it organically, I guess.
What do you mean organically?
Just without no schedule.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You plan a schedule.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that though.
So for example, like, you know, I went over my previous podcasts and I got a bunch of clips and I spent a whole day just cutting clips on this one, cutting the funniest parts, getting them edited down to how they're going to show up.
Uh-huh.
Now I had all these loaded and I just went through the whole month and was just like, boom, this one's going to come up on this day. That one's going to come up on that day. Then I was like, throwback Thursdays. Very easy.
Very easy.
Went to old pictures and planned throwback Thursdays all the way up until next year, February. That was very
Jesus
easy.
Jesus Christ.
So I went on Thursday, this day at 12, this picture, this picture, this picture, this picture. And you type in what you know, throwback Thursday with my buddy Sam. Whatever. Monday memes now. I'm like doing like the funniest.
This is a real, like if you're trying to, if you're like really just trying to have a schedule of like for content, right?
Well, the thing is that the algorithm wants to see you constantly posting, right? So I keep using the same hashtag. So it's comedy, stand up. So it knows where to push me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went like on Tuesday. I just went, okay, on Tuesdays, I'll just post some picture that I get of me doing stand up.
Gotcha.
Boom. And then on Wednesdays, that's my IGTV videos. And then on all the Thursdays, our little reel videos or whatever. So now the point is that I have all that stuff set up.
Yeah.
Then the organic stuff can still come through.
Okay, I got you.
The organic stuff comes through, now you're posting even more shit.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. What's it called? It's Mike Eshek TV.
I don't know, man. I can't do shit unless I fucking figure it out in an organized way.
You're an organized guy, right?
I have to be. It's so weird, man. I wish my brain wasn't like that. It makes me think I'm stupid.
Did you get that in the Marines? Or was that something you've always had?
Let me think about that while you
Mine is still disorganized. I've never been organized. That's what I'm saying. I've always been like, wake up and I have no idea what I'm doing. So I need to write down shit. I need to write down what I'm going to do for the day.
I'm the same way.
Call your mom.
Same.
If I don't write down call your mom, I can never call my mom. I can never call my mom for a week.
Call my mom, bro. You're fucking right. I got to put call my mom on my list. I usually call my mom often, but I haven't called her in a fucking week or two, man.
Yeah, mine's going on 2 weeks. And
that's not cool.
No, it just means I have the pot. I don't. Sometimes I feel like I'm not a good friend. I will have my best friends. I love him to death.
I gotta start doing
but
that.
But I don't call him for 3-4 months. I don't talk to anybody.
Bro, call him for a year.
I'm so forward. I'm so like, this is my day. That's why I don't give a shit about, like, I care about the history that improves myself, but I'm so like, what's going on today? You know, what's going on right in front of me? And then that's why I'm bad with taking pictures. I'm bad with all that because I don't think about any of that. I don't know. I'm weird. But I feel like you seems like you the same way.
I'm the same way, bro.
Yeah.
Look, bro. Look. Yeah. I have lists, guys. I have all kinds of lists.
You got a fucking list.
All kinds of fucking lists,
if
bro.
If I don't write something down, I won't do it.
I have now, which has also helped, is I have a, on my main to-do list, new jokes.
Yeah.
Just a new joke section. I keep forgetting. Sometimes I'll go to open mics and I'll forget some of these ideas that I might have said at a fucking previous mic. And I forgot to actually write down, so you got to keep working on that.
Yeah.
I went back in time in my old recordings, and I found all kinds of old shit, bro. And I was like, holy fuck, why am I not doing that bit? And that's kind of helped. But guess what I put on my list right now?
Cause what?
Call your mom. I'm calling her right now.
I think one time I wrote down, fuck my wife. I wrote down, because I don't. Because she, I was like.
How the fuck do
you? Swear to God.
You're like, I forgot to no, fuck my wife?
No, I forgot. It's just that. She's so busy and I'm so busy and I'm just so used to, like, I'll just jerk off and just that'll be the sexual for the day.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
You're done jerking off.
Yeah.
You have a wife.
I know, but I'm still like, I need to get it out and I gotta go to a mic, you know?
No.
I know. You lose the intimacy that way.
No.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, I know.
As we get older too, bro.
She gets, like, she'll try.
As we get older.
She'll want to. I'm like, nah, I jerked off.
I jerked off. That's
and
fucked
she
up.
Gets hella mad.
You robbed her. You fucking robbed her, bro.
I robbed her.
You fucking robbed her.
I didn't even think about
your
it like
hand
that.
Robbed her.
I didn't
bro.
Even think about it like that. You robbed her.
You know what the best advice I got, and it was a religious advice, I remember, because I grew up Muslim. I never really believed in it.
Okay.
The buddy that joined the Marines with me.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, this guy went to the fucking recruiting station to talk me out of joining the Marine Corps, and then he signed up with me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so we did all 4 years in the Marines together. And he was always weirdly religious.
Okay.
I mean, in our 20s, I could just tell. I'm like, dude, you're going to be annoyingly religious as we get older.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened. But he's sometimes been a very good source of information. And I remember one time I was like, hey, man, in Islam, is it a sin to jerk off? And he goes, man, it's interesting you bring that up. There's nowhere in the thing where it says that masturbation is a sin.
Yeah.
But it says that it's frowned on as you as a man to masturbate if you have a wife because you're wasting that energy.
Fuck. God damn you, Quran.
Because your wife needs that energy from you.
She I feel that too.
So the more pent up it is,
yeah,
the better it is.
Okay.
The better it is for her.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of half cocks. You know what I mean?
Because no,
I'm jerking off within like 12.
You're robbing her.
Now if I'm mad at her, I'm a robber all day.
Yeah, that's it.
Bitch, you can't have it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you don't get it. You,
you can't have this energy.
That's our version of you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
I didn't ever think I have that as a man.
That's you do.
Look at that.
You just jerk off. And when you jerk off, all of a sudden it's just like, that side boob don't mean shit.
Oh, fuck.
Right? Because when you jerk off, you're just
right. You're right.
I can fucking go hang out with dudes. I don't need to be around
All right. From here on out, dude, I'm going to try to fucking stop jerking off, start giving her that energy. But I'm being serious, too.
Do you have to jerk off every day?
I have to.
Bro.
I have impulse issues, dog. Obviously.
Healthy.
Is it healthy?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure Mexicans are like this, but you said you didn't grow up traditional Mexican, but like
I did grow up Catholic, very traditional Mexican, but like my parents weren't there. This is how traditional Mexican was. My dad worked 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
My mom worked 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
I fend for myself. So I'm watching cartoons and wrestling all day. That's
was your
what
culture.
I'm watching.
That's what your culture
That's what
was.
It is.
Yeah, funny. Because like I grew up with Middle Eastern parents. And they weren't like really conservative, or they didn't beat like certain things in mind. They did some things, right? But I grew up around a lot of Arabs in this one part of Detroit, you know? And yeah, man, it was in Arab culture, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this movie that I saw. It was like an Egyptian movie, and it was subtitled. And one of the storylines was this guy who's like really religious and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps having dreams at night that he's having sex with his neighbor's wife.
Oh.
And then he's having sex with other women other than his wife.
Yeah.
Right? And he's very conflicted about it. And he goes sees the imam. And the imam sits down and he confesses to the imam, really hard for him to say. He's like, you know, I'm having these whatever. And the imam goes, this means you are strong. You know, that's Arab culture.
No, it does mean you're
and
strong.
And I think like Mexican culture, like Italians, like a lot of Mediterranean type people.
Alpha dudes.
There's this like, or like Cubans, right?
Yeah.
There's this like reverence for being a man.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, oh, yeah, you fucking can fuck your wife and still jerk off the porn. Whoa, how old are you? You know what I mean?
And then, like, I think that's why it affects men when, like an immigrant man becomes impotent. It affects them. It hurts their feelings extra.
Immigrant men become impotent.
Like, my dad, he needed, like, I found a pills of Viagra in his room. And he got grumpy ever. He's, I was like, you've been grumpy since your dick stopped working, dude. I know
that. Wow.
I know this.
He can't come to grips with it.
He hated it. He hated it. So, like, I remember that specific memory as a kid. I was like, found a big old pill. I was like, oh, this motherfucker can't get it up no more.
You know what I need Viagra for?
What?
Condoms.
What?
To fucking make sure that my dick stays hard while the condom. Oh, for condoms.
Because you're still fucking out in the wild and shit.
You know?
You haven't caught one yet.
Yeah. Well, when I catch one, you know, then we go without the condom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different story.
I don't think I've ever fucked with a condom on.
You know, I used to be like that.
No. Well, now I got a wife, man. I don't have to anymore.
I used to have like a really long-term relationship for a long time, man. So I know what
that's
like.
But even with chuckle sluts. It's
I'm wow, not, you be pulling no, chuckle no, sluts, like, bro.
When I was, you know, single.
Wait. Chuckle sluts like are comedians?
No, chuckle sluts are comedy fans.
Good. Yeah, no, yeah. Those are great.
Yeah, okay. Those are great.
I always think of chuckle sluts like a term for a female comedian who likes
to, No. I've never Jesus Christ.
Shout out to all the chuckle sluts.
No, I'm talking about some middle aged white woman and I'm like in Reno or some shit. You know what I mean? Like
that's a chuckle cougar, bro.
Yeah, whatever, dog. Still, what age don't matter. You know what I mean? Some people like grapes. Some people like raisins, dog. You leave it alone.
Dusty chuckle slut.
Old used car ass chuckle slut. But yeah, they were just like, I had a buddy.
Expired warranty chuckle slut.
Yeah. Oh, fucking needs a new alternator chuckle slut. Yeah, they would just be more trusting, because whether it be the face or because this guy doesn't fuck a lot of chicks, they just would fuck without a condom.
With you?
Yeah.
Mm.
So there's the assumption.
That's funny.
The assumption that this fatso doesn't get a lot of fucking little do they know.
Yeah.
And I'll go, well, okay.
Remember, this one girl was just like, she was like, you better have a condom because I know you're a hoe. And I was like, bitch, I got three. I got them ready, man.
And you got to flip it on her because of you. Ew. Yeah, yeah, I got to put two on because of you.
I
got to
put two on. You might melt the first one. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, man. So the pride thing. Yeah, the pride thing.
Yeah.
Arabs are the same way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Arabs have this like real, like legit, easily bruised egos.
Yeah.
Is how would I try to say. It's mm-hmm. like when it's encapsulated in what it means to be a man.
Yeah,
right.
Do you know if any Arab dudes are like open to the Viagra, or they just let it die? They just let, you know what I mean? Like, do you know of any Arabs who use Viagra?
Anybody I fucking know that was Arab that I grew up with,
yeah,
they were trying to get me to take Viagra in our 20s. They were like, "Hey, bro, you tried this fucking shit? You know,
shit keeps it rolling,
yeah,
man."
Like, whoa, you get extra innings in it.
That fucks your shit up though if you take it young, right?
I don't think it does. I did take it one time when I was in my 20s when my friends were like throwing it at me and shit. But I had pride back then.
Okay.
Way too much pride. But then at the same time, I was young. I didn't need it.
No.
Didn't need it.
You're just working overtime for no reason.
You know all it did for me?
What?
Is it didn't, for me at the time, it didn't change the idea of my heart on.
Yeah.
It's just now my heart was pumping harder.
Who was it? I was talking to a different comedian. We were talking about Blue Chews last night. He's like, I don't know, for whatever reason, he's like, and all it does is give me a headache. Yeah, he's like, it just
his
gave
heart,
me.
His dick doesn't get hard?
He's like, that part works. He's like, that part does, but it feels like you have to nut to feel normal. It's not you're gonna nut to for enjoying yourself. It's
like, I've had that with other type of Viagra stuff.
Yeah.
There was like this one doctor was prescribing that kind of a blue chew type candy thing. Or like gas station dick pills. I've tried the gas station dick
pills. I did the Rhino one. Didn't do shit.
Oh, the Rhino one fucking had me wanting to fucking break concrete with my dick, man. My dick was just like, just fucking veiny and shit, man.
Man, I got a bunk one probably.
But I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, because it was too much. And not only that, I ended up getting this like neck, like everything in my body got stiff. I got like whatever chemicals they were having in there, my body was kind of like, what the fuck is this, bro?
Cut with the baby powder plus whatever's in the
dick syndrome was in that fucking bullshit gas station shit, man. I've had that. I know what he's talking about. That's why when I see those Blue Chew things come up, I'm like, man, fuck Blue Chew. You know what you do?
Unless you get sponsored. Yeah.
But... No. Guys, I'm going to give you the fucking, I'm going to give you the lowdown on how to get Viagra. This is how you get Viagra.
How do you get it?
You go to your doctor, you go, give me Viagra.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. There's no.
Hear me out. Shut the fuck up. Hear me out.
Okay.
Walk up to your doctor.
Go.
Take your pride out the fucking window and be like, hey, I need Viagra. He's going to say, are you having a hard time? And just go, yes. It's terrible. I hate it.
That's it?
Hold on a second. Okay. This is the best part. Then you get the script. You ask him for refills if he's a cool doctor. Be like, bro, give me like about 3 refills so I don't have to keep showing up. If he's a cool doctor, he'll do that. If he's a doctor that's like, no, man, I need that copay, bitch, he's not going to give you that many refills. But anyways, then you go to an app called GoodRx. Have you ever used GoodRx?
No.
Bro, I'm not even being sponsored by these fucking people. GoodRx, you need that fucking shit, man. It just pulls up. It'll be like you put in the drug that you're trying to buy.
Uh-huh.
So when the doctor goes, where do you want me to send it to? Go, the drug that I want to buy, it does a search and it goes, Walgreens has a coupon that's minus $100.
What?
You know how much I get Viagra for, bro? I got 90 pills the last time I got it. It cost me $8. Maybe like $22 or something.
Let me get 4. I'm going on a honeymoon.
I'll throw the whole fucking bottle at you, bro.
Trying to break this bitch's back out.
Bro. And the thing is, man, is I think guys need to fucking get over that shit. Because, you know, like John Jones, the MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He was on Rogan. He got popped. And then they found out that what he got popped for was a chemical that you find in gas station pills. Dick pills.
Okay.
Okay. And Joe Rogan was like, you take dick pills? And he's like, hell yeah. And he's like, do you really need it? And John Chung goes, no, but Joe, it's the twist at the end of the punch. I was like, okay.
This was freaky as fuck.
Yeah. So Viagra, GoodRx, man, that shit is cheap. And if you're fucking like,
if anybody
if you're out there fucking with a condom, man, a lot of the times I think guys will just like take the condom off or convince the girl not to because he can't get it up with the condom.
Yeah. I think that would be my issue.
That happens sometimes. Sometimes I'll be drunk. Or like a little bit whatever, tipsy, right?
Yeah.
And then I get it up, right? And he's fucking raging. And then I put the condom on. And then all of a sudden he's like... Bah, bah, bah,
nah. Yeah. It's like trying to put... Like I've done this where I try to put a shirt that's too tight on. But you're doing it on your dick and it's awful.
That means you need magnums.
No.
You need magnums, bro.
No, it does not. Because then it's just sadder.
Have you tried the magnum?
No.
That's because you don't know you need a magnum, bro. Oh, we just found out. That's what happened to me, man. I had to be with this fucking one girl I dated out here. One day she was like, what the fuck are you doing with that condom? And I'm like, what? She's like, you need a bigger condom. Like, she was like very upfront.
Oh.
And then I was like, really? And she was like, yeah. She pulled out a magnum. She already had a magnum on her.
I like that a woman who just has a magnum, a fucking condom ready for a big dick.
You know, I have some problems with that.
It's kind of a
because now if she's like, make me a wife, I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
It's weird how conflicted you are with that. But anyways, my point is, no, she was a fun girl. She was great. But then I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, shit. And they're really not that much bigger. They're just not that fucking what's happening to you where you're putting it on and your fucking dick now is like, feels like it's being squeezed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Magnus is where to go, bro. And Viagra.
Maxim, you just out here fucking breaking. You got a whole vial of fucking Okay, so now we know Mike Ishak wears Magnum condoms and he has fucking bullets to match the gun he's got going on. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I can't get a gun in California.
You're ready. Well, I'm talking about for fucking. You're ready for a firefight.
I mean, yeah. Bro, Viagra is where it's at, man. But,
you can't get a gun in California.
Yeah. But I want to talk about these chuckle fuckers. Okay. What the fuck are we talking? These chuckle sluts. Because we trailed off, man. I'm sorry that we trailed off.
No, you're fine. It's still all around the same shit. I mean, you're going to generally use a condom around a chuckle slut. I just did it. You should use a condom around.
And you never had any problems?
Nah, no. Oh, yeah. HPV. Okay. I think everybody gets HPV.
I've never. What is that?
It's what's it called? It's warts.
Really?
Yeah, and then they only showed up once, but like
you see the wart?
Yeah, they come up. They definitely come up. I'm like, what the fuck? I go to the doctor, out 2/3 of people have HPV, or at least have the capability of growing the warts. Like,
oh no,
because people just be most like you'll like HPV. The HPV rate out, especially in Los Angeles, is very high. So yeah, definitely fuck with your Magnum condoms, Mike, because you might run up with a chick who has HPV. But yeah, that's the thing that I contracted. But the shit like herpes or gonorrhea, nothing. But I know a couple comics who contracted gonorrhea. They're like, it's no big deal. What the fuck you mean it's no big deal? That seems like a big deal, dog.
Nah, I got chlamydia once.
Is that what that is? I think it was chlamydia. It's just Bernie penis, right?
No.
What?
I think that might be gonorrhea, the burning one.
Okay.
This one didn't burn.
This one didn't burn?
This one's more like your dick starts puking.
Oh, pukey dick?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's constantly like, so it's got something to spit out, and you're like, fuck.
Your fucking dick got the cold, man.
That's exactly what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, man. When I looked it up, man, when I actually like researched it, they were like, that's exactly what it is. It's a bacteria that basically gives your fucking genitals a sinus infection. It works the same mechanism that it happens on your nose, pretty much.
Dunk your fucking shaft in Sudafed? How'd you fix it?
I went to a doctor.
That's it, and they just probably gave you a
pill.
You
go to one of these places, and then they like give you like a shot, and then a pill, and then it was gone.
Then you're fixed, and you're like right back in the game, baby.
And it happened. You know what? What sucked is it happened with a girl that I was dating.
What?
So yeah, I had to. You know,
you had a dip.
It's like, what the fuck? So you are fucking other people?
Yeah, of course.
You know,
that sucks.
Yeah,
that's worse than the actual sneezy dick. That sucks emotionally. I think. No?
What do you mean?
Like the emotionally having to leave her.
It was really early in the relationship.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you could just.
So it really wasn't like that type of oh my god.
I got you.
It was kind of like I suspected.
I forget. I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Make sense. Yeah.
It's really funny, man. How much like pride that we put around that shit. I find, I don't know about you, bro, but have you always had that type of pride?
Nah.
Not even growing up, you've ever had that type of pride.
Like, as far as fucking?
Like, your dad is, like, how he, like, everything, like, wraps around. Like, you know, like older back in the day men, like, that are ethnic. They just, everything revolves around their dick.
Yeah, well, no, just because I grew up, like.
Or their manhood.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with, an addiction, specifically, that I'm barely starting to come to terms with, maybe about 3 years ago. I really kicked, like, I would jerk off and then gamble. That's it. So I was a big gambling addict. So like I was like a big morbidly obese guy who didn't really like, who would do comedy. And the only action I'd get was from chuckle sluts. But then like majority of the time I would hang out with my friends, but I'd be on the tables a lot. I'd be hanging out with like poker tables, blackjack tables. So a lot of the pride was out the window because my main focus was addiction. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you good at gambling?
I was good enough to like win a lot of money, then lose all that money in an hour. I was good enough to like win, like I could win like 3,000 in a week and then lose it in 20 minutes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. And then it was nothing to me. Like when I'd lose it.
Did you ever get yourself in any gambling?
Anonymous? Gamblers Anonymous?
No. Any like gambling debts that were dangerous?
No, what I was worse in my opinion. I wish it had been like a loan shark breaker. I kind of like took advantage of friends and family. You know what I mean? Like my brother, my mom. They were like a neighbor. Like I would that whole, and then that is the thing that I'm the most ashamed of.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It took a long time for me to come to terms with growing as a person from that, and then not recognizing that that's not me, that I've grown from that. And that I feel like that's if I were to need therapy for anything, is probably that. I don't talk about it on stage a lot, but there's a couple jokes that kind of hit, but outside of that, I feel like as my comedy career, like as you know, I go on in years, I'll be able to make it funny. Aside from like it just being like ugh, kind of sad, you know.
You think it's sad?
I mean, yeah, crying in hysteria, like losing 9 racks, you know, your family,
How can that? How can that not be funny?
I'm trying. You're fucking right, Mike. Shit, I didn't know that. All I needed was one question. I should start working on it.
But you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. I know.
No one's gonna laugh at a guy that's like everything's great.
No, I know. Mm. I'm just figuring out how to make it hilarious.
No, yeah.
I can get chuckles out of it. I can get but it's about I want it to hit hard. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's just you need time to process is what it is?
I think I need
distance
time.
Distance yourself from it?
I think I need time. Well, because I still don't talk to my brother about like and it being around like a lot of that. And like
you still don't talk to your brother?
We haven't talked 2 years.
Because?
I mean, it has a lot to do with him. Like I'm his bully growing up, and he considers that me being his bully growing up. And like I stole a lot of money from him when I was younger, like during the gambling. Paid it all back, made all my apologies, but he still does that. The scarring doesn't go away. That's not my choice. You know, it's all on him. So it's about making that funny too. And then I think I said something. I think I made amends one day, and we had a good. And then I said something on a podcast, like on my podcast, which gets like a lot of viewers. And at the time, got like 4,000 listeners, which is not a lot for not bad for a local podcast. But then he heard it. And he got pretty pissed. And that was since then, the 2 years. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro. It's kind of fun, kind of fucked. But so as far as having pride, I didn't have that sexual pride until like 30.
After you kicked your gambling
addiction?
Still
gambling addiction, but it's still like I was taking comedy more serious. And I started like actually decided to stop being awkward around women. Because when you're not talking to women, you're not flexing that muscle of speaking to women. You're just at a casino, or you're just at a mic, and you're not going to bars, and you're not talking, looking women in the eyes, and not being awkward. Then you're just gonna melt.
So you said you made the decision.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm gonna just talk to them, you know, holler at them, like not be weird, not be up 30 on the dot.
Before that, you were very
weird and awkward, and just couldn't talk to women, and just women had to come to me. And it's weird to say that as a fat guy, but they had to just go, look, fuck me. And I go, oh, okay, my bad.
Isn't it funny how sometimes some women will do that? And they're like, thank you. I go, oh, when I was bad. In my 20s, I was like, oh, thank you.
I think that's why I gravitate more towards when I did older women, because they were the ones who were more forward. Than, like,
they're hornier.
Yeah, a 20-year-old's not going to go. Bro, they want the game to be played.
The perfect sex match, 20-year-old guy, 32, 35-year-old woman.
Perfect. And when I see that match, I go, oh, they're just fucking.
They're fucking.
That's all they're doing. They're just fucking.
So you made the decision, bro. That's fucking to me. That's boss. Yeah. That's some boss ass shit right there, bro. Mm. To just make that decision.
Yeah. Like, and I
but
even
then, like, did it like happen took, right away? Or?
Nah, it's just over time. Over time. And then like my wife, like, and I'm not trying to like shit on my wife or nothing, but it's like, she was like the first chick who was like maybe in my league where I'm like, yo, I'm gonna marry this bitch. Just cause of how crazy she got. I met her drunk and she was just yelling at people, saying completely wild shit. I was emceeing a wedding. And then she was just like this fat girl who didn't give a fuck about anyone's feelings. She was drunk. She was like a Melissa McCarthy time. I was like, this bitch is special. I like her. I like her.
Why
a lot.
Was she special?
She's just
easy
something.
Target.
It wasn't an easy target. It was more than that. It was more like, and then like, cause it's more, I could holler at a girl like that and go, and then she'd go, oh yeah, let's go, whatever. But her was just like, fuck it, whatever, bitch. And I was like, oh, I like this. I like this. I started to become awkward again. It was great. Some women, it's great. I hope you find that, Mike.
I hope I don't.
Why? 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 You don't want to find love? Oh, you're just enjoying these hoes right now, huh?
Dude, I'm just, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and I wouldn't call them hoes. I think that's a bad thing to say.
You're just enjoying playing the field.
I do enjoy playing the field, man. And recently, after the pandemic, I've noticed more women have been very dude-like when it comes to sex now. It's kind of like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, life is short. You know? It's mm-hmm. like now more people realize that.
They're like, but I got COVID. It's fine. Yeah. Just come over.
Give me COVID.
Yeah, it's fine. 100%, that's how it is.
I'd rather die than not fuck.
I have both shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come over.
Yeah. So, post-pandemic's been weird, but interesting. And I don't know if it is that or because I'm more confident now. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I have not had good luck with love.
Yeah. Bro,
I just haven't had every relationship I tried to actually be like, hey, let's make this a relationship. The fucking girl made me realize, why am I fucking doing relationships?
Okay.
That was just a waste of time in the end for me, you know?
And you just don't want your heart broken again or what?
You know, like back when I broke up with the girl that I was with a girl for 9 years in my 20s.
Oh, shit.
She had two kids.
Okay.
You know, one of them was disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she was the one.
Of course. 9 years. Of course.
You know, I thought she was the one. And then she just turned out to be a super compulsive liar. I couldn't believe I never saw it. I think a lot of it is I didn't see it because I was such in love. And then one moment in our relationship towards the end thrusted me out of that bubble for a second.
Yeah.
And gave me clarity. And it made me go, maybe I should start inspecting things a little more.
Yeah.
And then when I did, I found out that she's always been lying to me the whole time. So, yeah. So then I was just like, that was heartbreaking, right?
Yeah.
Since then.
Of course, your outlook's going to be different.
Since then, the other relationships that I ended were not that heartbreaking. Okay. One of them kind of hurt because I thought there was some promise there. But I have, listen. A girl the other night goes, you have trust issues. I go, I do have trust issues. When I find out someone I can't trust, now yeah, I have issues.
Yeah. It's like, why?
So I don't have trust issues. I'm very like, I'm down with trust. I can trust someone.
Okay.
But when somebody like goes against that trust.
Yeah.
And then they can't look you in the eye and be like, yo, I fucked up.
They just want
why,
to change.
Why? I don't know about you. I can't be with someone like that.
I got you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Can you be with someone like that?
No. I'm not with someone like that. That's exactly. Why I say I get it.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you've dated girls that are like that.
I think my wife might be my first girlfriend wife. I've never dated anyone. I've only fucked.
Girlfriend
I've only,
wife.
Yeah, it went from girlfriend, like official. I've only fucked people. I've been a down low. You know what I mean? Like that's it.
So you've always been playing the field.
Yes.
Getting them chuckle sluts.
Yeah.
Were you doing really good?
I mean, if you go on the road, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, when you're on the road
is crazy. Good.
Something's about the road. About yeah.
Something's about, but now it's starting to become an issue that I'm married. I was like, all right, man.
Well, that's different. No. I know that. But my point is before that.
Yeah.
You were doing pretty well for yourself.
Better than you'd assume. More people like assume, especially being like a 400-pound dude, like you'd probably be like, this dude don't fuck. Like, better
but comedy
than you.
Helps.
Yeah, comedy is the main backbone.
Because people
to it.
Get to actually see you on
yeah,
stage.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, you know, you don't get to telegraph who you are to someone in passing.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When a woman can see you command a room, be funny,
yeah.
charismatic, vulnerable, all these things.
Ah, suck his dick.
You've won
suck
half the battle. Yeah, like, for real. Suck his dick.
Suck his dick. Suck his dick. God bless you, ladies.
Yes. Yes. So when you made that decision, because I'm always intrigued about when people make that transition from, you know, hey, I wasn't really getting that much action to figuring it out.
To commanding the situation.
Commanding the situation.
Yes.
Amen,
taking
bro.
Command of your life.
Fuck yeah, bro. But were you doing comedy at the time when you made that decision or no?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy?
It was my 11th year.
When did you start? How old were you?
2010.
So you were
I started when I was 25.
25?
Yeah.
Okay.
25 years old, 400 pounds.
Damn. How much do you weigh now?
285.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, and that's just a mix of like that. A lot of that has to do with the depression and gambling. People are like, how'd you lose it? Like, I wouldn't eat some nights because of gambling.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, for real.
And you got something out of it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I did. But it was like a lot of nights like, oh, I owe somebody this amount of money or this amount of money. I'm not going to fucking eat. Yeah, yeah. It was that.
That's dark, bro.
It is. I know it's dark. And it's like, I don't think I've ever talked about it on any other podcast. This is like.
We don't have to talk about it, bro.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's completely fine. It's perfect. There's nothing should be held up. But I'm saying this is the first time I've said it out loud.
Shit
on
like
podcast.
That I latch onto. I'm like, that is just when people, when people climb out of a cocoon. That's.
So it would be increment, like the weight loss throughout the 11 years is just increment. So it'd be like 40 pounds here and then 20 pound depression weight and then gain it back. And so it's you influx. Yeah. Definitely. So when you're doing good in gambling, of course I'm going to eat a shit ton. When I'm down 1,000 or I owe someone 500, I don't feel like eating for a couple of days.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think that's the time that you would want to eat because you need comfort food.
If I'm eating comfort food, it would be like noodles because I can afford that.
You know what's interesting? Yeah, I think I have a problem. Whenever I have a killer show, that's when I fucking fuck up my diet.
Yeah, because you're happy.
I'm just like, yay, let's get more.
Yeah, you're happy. You want the endorphins keep going. Might as well fill your belly up and go to bed. So you eat like a king. That's why you're not supposed to get comfortable. You get comfortable, you get fat. That's why you get married. I don't know.
Bro, that thing is amazing. So then you just made that decision to command your life, bro. And then do you have like a pickup line that worked the most for you, or you just because of stand up?
Literally just talking. There's no pickup line. You just talk to a woman. That's talk like she's a human. That's it. That's literally it. And then they'll go, oh, and then that's when you'll be surprised. Good set. This is my hotel room. I'm like, oh, okay.
Good set. This is, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Sometimes I wish I would have started comedy a lot sooner, man. And so it's insane how easy it is to meet women doing stand up, man.
It's the best. And it's not like I wasn't like fucking women in like obviously Hollywood. It's like the Nevadas in like a Utah. Like
the Nevadas.
Winnemucca, Nevada.
The Nevadas.
You know what I mean? Nothing against these states, but it's just like I'm not like I forgot my buddy.
I drove past a lot of nothing to get here.
My buddy told me, I was like, yo, you fuck a lot. He's like, yeah, but I fuck like a DJ. He's like, I'm kings of the ones and twos. And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Would you ever get like, would you ever get road pussy that you would get again from the same girl?
No.
I made sure
there's no repeat customers. Keep it moving.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm on the road. You know what I mean? Like,
but still though.
I don't know. No.
No?
No. I don't get a number, barely get a name.
Really?
Yeah.
You never like hooked up with a girl on the road where you're like, yo, this was special. Maybe we should stay in touch.
No.
Damn.
You? Would you? You have?
Yes.
Oh man.
And sometimes it pans out to have really good consequences later.
That's how you get like a good consequences later.
Like what I'm saying is like it just
different area codes. You're like, this is 916 Jenny. This is fucking 559.
Yeah. Sometimes I will come back. And then, you know, especially if like I met like a really cool girl and she had some cool friends and we had a fun time and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. But they're not that many. It's just a handful of like, wow, you're fucking good people. It's like, aside from fucking, you'd be a good friend. And one of them turned out to be a really good friend. I mean, we're still staying friends. She's cool as fuck. She's fun.
Yeah. I think I like, as soon as I come, I turn back to like, I got to get out of here. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
I think that's what ends up happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah. You see, it sounds like you are.
Yeah. I like the company of women.
Well, yeah, me too. But it's like, I think I like the company of woman. Like as I get infatuated, I mean, I love my wife now. We're still newlyweds, so I'm still like infatuated with her.
Sure.
But it's like, I think I would have liked maybe one or two repeat customers, but meh.
That's so funny, man. I guess like I like to get a return on my investment.
Yeah.
For real. And then sometimes, man, I would meet girls that were just so fucking down and fun.
Yeah.
And they were the type of girls that could travel at any time.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they sort of just became really fun, beautiful women that would maybe fly into the area and we would hang out again and shit.
Jesus Christ, old Magnum Condom Mike over here. Fucking God damn.
But
dude.
I think it's because I don't run away after.
I got you. I think that's like definitely women. What it is. Yeah. You like that company.
I like women, man. Yeah. Like a lot. You remind me of my one friend, man. I'm gonna rename him Nameless. I remember I was complaining to him about, man, these girls keep like falling in love with me, man. I just don't want them to fall in love with me or whatever. And he goes, oh man, he goes, you just gotta do what I do. You gotta give them the dead dick.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, what's the dead dick? He's like, Mike, it's very easy. I take a girl to my house, I fuck her in a way that at the end of the night, she's sitting at the edge of my bed with her back to me, and then she looks at me and goes, are you fucking serious? And then I never see him again. And he goes, your problem is you're fucking like really giving them the good dick.
Yeah, why?
Because, man, pride. We were talking about pride, bro. We were
talking
about
that pride, yeah. You were talking about that pride.
You don't care? Like, when you were fucking girls, did it matter to you that if you made them come or not?
No.
Never?
Not to the no, but I feel like, you know, I might happen, might not. I'm drunk. You're drunk. It is what it is.
Wow, you're a gangster, bro. You are the gangster I thought you were, bro. For real. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like we just met. I mean, we're probably not going to see each other again. You are going to go home and go, regardless of whether I made you come, you're like, I fucked the comic. That's probably what you want. You don't want the whole, like, he made me come. You want me as a novelty. Hey, I fucked that comic last night.
You don't think they want to come, bro?
Oh, no, no. I think they want to come.
I'm sure that's like on the top of their list. They're like, hey, this is.
I also am very, and this is gross, but I would be very open to eating some stranger's pussy.
No.
Yeah.
You eat strange pussy, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a problem here, man.
Why?
Like a convergence of characters.
I don't fuck with that.
You're like, man, I don't give a fuck about her. Well,
when it comes to well, hold
man,
on.
Man, I will eat her.
That's a me thing, though.
Pussy. I don't know that's who
a
she
me,
is.
Whether she comes or not. That's a me thing. I like eating pussy.
I love eating pussy, bro.
But see, that it's like obviously.
But I gotta get the Carfax. You know what I mean? I got you.
You just don't follow the sounds. You like follow your nose. You follow the sounds.
Sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will meet a girl where I can just sense. I'm like, okay, this is. I'll do that. But most times, no fucking way. But I'm just like Dustin, my boy Dustin said, you know, too much of a people pleaser.
That's a good thing. Like, you're out here fucking trying out fucking from all sorts of pornos. This is happening.
I should have been a porn star, bro.
Yeah, you're fucking giving her everything. I'm drunk half the time. I'm 400 pounds. But you know what I mean? Like, I'll eat your pussy and then we'll fuck. But after that, like, if you come, that's a situation where it's like,
lucky you. That is fucking hilarious. For me, it's like, it makes my nut better.
I got you. I completely get it. That's an ego thing.
It is.
That is definitely an ego thing.
It is.
But it's both. It's ego things on both of our ends, but different, going different ways.
For sure. Going opposite fucking way, man. Yeah. That's gangster shit, though, man. You're throwing that gangster dick. You're throwing that thug dick where you're just like, man, fuck you, bitch. Get out of here.
If thug dick and is I'm all a like, shit dick.
I'm all like, yeah, that was great, right, baby? Ain't I the shit? Now let's cuddle.
But what if...
Let me show you pictures of my cat.
You do what you did, and then she has the same reaction as to what I did were. That would hurt your feelings.
If what? She like left?
If she was like, meh.
Oh, that'd be fine too.
That'd be fine too for you?
I told you I'm agnostic, bro. I'm like right in the middle, bro. I'm right in the middle, man. To me, no. This term that I remember reading one time is outcome independence.
Yeah.
Fucking independent from the outcome, man. If you want to stay, cool. You want to leave, cool. Sometimes I meet certain girls, I'm like, oh, this girl got to go. I don't like her company that much, you know. Or sometimes they talk too much or like just they're very annoying.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you'll meet somebody, they're just like, they don't listen. They're talking over you. I'm like, why am I even hanging out with you? Get the fuck out of here.
I care now, though. Find a girl that you care about making come now. I'm good.
Come on, bro.
I gotta work at 6:30.
That is some bullshit.
I gotta work at the store at 6:30. I gotta pretend to be working.
I made margaritas for nothing.
I told you to make one. I didn't tell you to make for an army.
Hey, you want to do a trash bars?
Let's do a trash bars.
I would love to do a trash bars.
I'll fucking do the beatbox, but I'll see if you can rap.
I can't rap, bro.
I can't rap either.
And I cannot fucking rap to save my life. That's why it's called trash bars.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna pull up the.
This was fun, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was all right. Thank you, bro. No, man, I love doing this podcast. To me, you know, I guess got to really try to figure out.
we gave him a little fucking industry TED talk, and then we fucking get him with the fucking.
Bro, that's the thing, man. I love talking about sex. To me, that's one of my favorite like subjects. Like trying to,
I could tell.
Suss that out, man.
Yeah, I could tell.
I don't know. I'm just fascinated with that shit, you know, and how people approach and like when you started telling me that when you said that you were you made that decision.
Yeah,
that was just like, that made me so happy hearing that, bro. Like when I hear people say shit like that, man, I'm like, fuck yes, man. That's where it's at.
It's either you make that decision or keep being stagnant, dog.
And like, were you, okay, so you said you went from awkward to not awkward. So like, what was that transition like, man? Did you like end up?
Difficult one. It wasn't easy to train. It wasn't like easy to do. It's hard to talk. It's hard when you aren't actively doing it, or you're insecure about like your body, or you're insecure about talking to women in general. So it was hard to go like, all right, you're just gonna say what's up. That's it. But it's hard to do that late in life when all I wanted to do was play blackjack, you know? Yeah. But it was just literally talking to a woman. And then literally like, oh, it's just people.
I even have a hard time hitting on women in public still now.
It's so easy now that I'm married, because I know that I've hurt more 8 and 9's feelings since I've been married. Like just being disrespectful, or just like if they're talking to me a certain way, where I would be more respectful, because there's always that like, oh, there's a potential fucking this chick, even if there's like a slim one. I feel like that's a male thing. But now that I'm married and there's like, I'm never going to cheat on my wife for anything, she'll go, well, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, that's too bad. There's the amount of disrespect. But I also...
It's not disrespect. You're tit for tat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, as opposed to like being single, I wouldn't give her that energy. I'd be like, oh, well, if you need... Yeah. I know. But now it's like, now I can talk to any woman about anything. Now that I'm married, it's like the most comforting thing. I don't know what it is.
That's as soon as you take... There's outcome independence. There's no outcome for you. You don't give a shit what the outcome is.
That's true. Yeah.
And then did you ever notice that now that you don't want to give any of these women attention, you'll come across some of them that just all of a sudden was like, I need your attention.
Yes. All the time.
And you're just like, get the fuck away from me. I'm just the doorman at the comedy store. Get the fuck away from me.
In Vegas, I was doing crowd work and I trashed this drunk white chick for 4.5 minutes, just calling her a terrible human. The entire night, she was following me like a puppy going, just tell me about you. And she was like a 9. And I was like, what are you even talking to me for? Is the bully aspect. It's because I shit on her the whole night. Wow. It was so weird. I was like, you're a damaged lady. It was weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
To me, I find that very interesting. Like, sometimes I have to play games with girls. I don't like to play games with girls, but in the pursuit of getting laid,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I have to play the game that they're putting out there.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like this last girl that I was with when I was in Arizona, my friend Christina brought her friend over, and her friend, that's why I started hitting on her.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of those hot girls that was kind of a shit starter.
Instigator?
Kind of. So it's like... You know, I was warming up to her. She wanted to go to this really busy hopping club, which I couldn't stand. And out of nowhere, I saw one of my fans from Arizona, okay. Like one of the guys who keeps coming to my show. He's like, what the fuck you doing here? So when I talked to him, she made the opportunity to be like, hey, Christina, let's go talk to these frat guys.
Oh.
So she's trying to make me feel jealous. You know what I mean? But I'm Mr. Outcome Independence, bro. I literally am like, okay, maybe I'm not fucking tonight. Doesn't matter. I'm hanging out with Dylan. Let's talk to Dylan. Chill out. Then I remember I saw her like looking over her shoulder at me. It was almost like a fucking one of those movies. Jesus. Like she literally was one of those girls.
Yeah.
Long story short, I'm dancing with her. She's pulling away, right? Then sometimes I'm dancing with her. Then she's like now getting a massage from some guy at the fucking bar next to me.
That's gross.
And I really don't fucking care. Yeah. I'm having fun. My friend Christina's here.
Yeah. You know,
Dylan, whatever. And then she talks to this one tall guy. Then she starts coming back to me and we start dancing. And now I'm starting to realize she's warming more up to me. She's even saying like, these guys are boring, whatever. Like, I'm just like, I know the game you're playing.
Yeah.
But the fact that I didn't give her any of that fucking like attention, I ended up going home with her that night. If I would have just been like, oh, what are you doing? What are you talking to this guy? It would have been fucking all, it would all fell apart.
Yeah. But you knew how to play that.
That's crazy how at my age now, I got a bird's eye view of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm watching the game from up here. from a satellite.
But women say we don't know anything about them, though. That's the type of behavior, like, you, I mean, to not say that, that's a good, you played her. Like, that was, you didn't play her, but you played the game. You played her game.
You know what, one thing that she, what happened, which was never happened before?
What?
The guy that she was dancing with before she fucking finally came back to me at the end of the night, towards the end, his friend, who is shorter than him, the other guy that she was dancing with, good looking tall dude, mm-hmm. full head of hair, fucking just Adonis looking motherfucker. And then I don't know if he sent his little lackey over.
Oh, okay.
But his little lackey came over and I was like sitting there dancing with her and he just grabbed her by the arm and started pulling her away.
That's weird.
And I literally was like, "Doosh, fucking move this hand." I'm like, "The fuck are you doing?"
Yeah.
And then he goes and looks at her. He goes, "Hey, my friend Richard wants to talk to you again. Do you really want to be dancing with this guy?" And then I go, "Bro, get the fuck out of here." And wow. then he goes, "Do you want to?" I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here." I like, now it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he scurried away. And when that happened, dude, I saw her get wet. Do you know what I mean? It was, so she was trouble to begin with.
Your shoes were all like, it's soaked. The ground was fucking.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What's going on here?
It's too much moisture for Phoenix. But my point is that that's exactly what you're talking about, bro. Like, it's weird. Like, some of those girls that are on that hot level, but they respond to shitty behavior.
It's weird. Weird, but yeah, whatever. I think it's, I don't know if it's like an alpha thing or if it's just like.
Or is it because they want, you always want what you don't normally get, right?
Yeah.
If you're that hot and all you're getting is, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Please stay yeah. with me." And then you meet the guy that's like, "Why are you in front of me? Get out of the way. I'm trying to watch the game."
There's a man.
Now all of a sudden she's like, "What's this about?"
The women are like cats.
Do you think maybe that's it?
I think so. I don't know.
They are like cats, though.
Yeah.
They for sure are like cats. I'm going to get me another margarita real quick. We're going to fucking do a trash bar.
You're about to do a trash bar?
Yeah. Are you good at rapping?
No, I love it, but I'm awful at rapping. Yeah, I'll rap in the shower and go, I'll play it back in my hand and go, that's probably sounded nice, but that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, I want to get better at it. Whenever I did improv, man, I never actually was good at like rhyming on the spot.
Off the top ship? Have you ever tried to write rhymes? Try to write rhymes. I always sound like a cornball in my head.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And even if I wrote like a really good rap rhyme, I don't think I would have like. You sure you don't want any more?
I'm okay, buddy. I appreciate it.
Even the shit that I fucking wrote then.
Podcast I come on, I always tell a little bit. I talk a little bit about my gambling. Something comes up, I'm like, I use this shit like therapy. It's fucking wild.
But I want to talk. If you want, I'd love to talk.
Of course. Yeah. I mean,
for real, because to me, that shit is just fascinating, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that you were, like, that you climbed out of that.
It's, I mean, it's climbing out of it, but it's like, it used to be really bad. And then to a point where, like, I'd be dabbling back and forth, but then, like, I'd have to get myself out of it. Like, what am I doing? This is what used to make me, like, I wouldn't lose. I would win, like, let's say I'd go gamble. I'd go to a poker game at a comics house. And I know that this is just a spark of something that's going to be in my head that's going to cause me to go to the casinos here in LA. So I have to stop doing this because it'll just spark something else. Like a little $20, $5 game will chain reaction to me to go lose $300. And my wife hasn't seen that version of me. And I would for real like not to show her that, you know? She doesn't need to see that shit.
Interesting, bro.
Yeah.
Did your addiction transfer to something else?
Probably weed. I smoke a lot of weed. And I don't eat as much. I don't think I can physically eat as much as I used to. But I'm starting to feel the effects of obviously being pre-diabetic. But I think just weed. And I'm like really hard on myself. Every day that's not productive. Every day that I go into like a depression if I don't do something. If I don't do something like, I don't watch any sports, I don't watch anything. I always have to find one or two things to improve my writing, to improve my stand-up. Because if not, I'll have anxiety and then I'll get into like a depression.
You have to accomplish things.
Something. A micro step of something. Read two pages in a book or do something for my show Punching Up or remember to email somebody if I don't do something like that. But then it's like a lot of like, I'm addicted to social media like everybody else. But I don't know. I feel boring, you know? I feel like I don't have any hobbies. I just smoke weed and I write. Like, I don't really watch sports. I very rarely watch movies. I listen to music. I'm turning into an old man.
You think you're boring. You look at yourself like you're boring.
Yeah, bro.
You're concerned about that?
I'm concerned about not pushing, like, not being, my addiction now is pushing, writing, I guess. Which is, I feel boring, because if you don't have, because you got Detroit on the top of your head. And then you like
the whole city.
Yeah, the whole city. You like that you D on your head. Like, I don't even rep the 209 like that. I'm so like, I don't know.
You're whatever.
Yeah. Very whatever. Which I wish I wasn't. I wish I was more like passionate about my city or passionate about sports or passionate about something. But everything's so like focused on comedy to where I'm like putting all of my energy into this, where if it doesn't hit, that I'm probably going to go into like a deep depression and move out of LA, which is not good. I have to start.
Oh, that's going to hit for you, dude. You're hilarious, man. Oh,
thanks, man. But I feel like
you
I should.
So funny.
I feel like I should start incorporating more hobbies to be more stable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I have to have other things.
Yeah. I feel like I should have other things.
Yet at the same time, I'm at a point now where I think I have too many things.
Well, what are you? You got the podcast?
I'm doing too many things is what I mean. Like now it's like, oh man, how do I figure out how to still do this other stuff?
Yeah.
And still have more energy focused on the stand up.
Yeah.
Right now I'm spread too thin. So like it's like it gets on both sides. Part of me is almost like maybe I should just drop everything and only focus on one thing only.
It'd be nice, but we moved to LA for more than just that.
True. And I'm writing and you're writing a movie.
Yeah.
Right? A movie or a TV pilot?
TV pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've pitched one thing that didn't get picked up, and
that's great that you actually got to a pitch meeting with
Audible.
Nice.
Yeah, they were doing like it was an audio novella, so it was just like an hour long, but it was right. It was called Space Force, but it was right when Space Force was coming out, so I had to change like almost the same concept, so I had to change it to like Planet Platoon or some shit, but it was like exactly like what Space Force was, but. You remember that show that got canceled?
Sure.
Exactly, dead on. So when me and my crew were writing it we're writing it in a garage all together. We're getting the recording stuff going. Right when that shit was, right when that shit was happening, we saw the preview to Space Force, and we were like, "What the fucking shit!" But then it sucks is that it ended up sucking Space Force.
It did.
It ended up not being good, which bugged me.
It bugged me too. Really weird. It's weird how some things hit and some things don't, man. And it's like creators of the same people that made other great hits.
The Office and shit. You know? Yeah.
And then this thing just didn't hit.
I love Steve Carell, though. The dude's hella funny.
And he's a great actor, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He's fucking the best.
So you were saying, like, in terms of, like, you feel like you need to have other shit, huh?
I need to have other shit just for my own sanity. So, like, I guess my own focus is just, like, I guess stand-up. I guess my craft, because that's all I really care about right now. I think about stand-up every hour of every day.
Fuck. I'm trying to get back to that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back to that procrastination where the ideas start fucking showing up.
So it's good. I guess it's good for my work ethic, but it's not good for like I said, relationships. It's not good for, I guess.
What's not good for relationships?
Well, if all I think about is stand up, I don't call my mom. I don't like I said, I don't fuck my wife. I don't like, you know what I mean? Like I'm like.
Because you robbed her.
Stop saying that.
You did. You robbed her.
Robber. Robber. I took care of something that needed it. I popped a pimple. That's what I did.
Wow. You're that focused on comedy that, wow. So you're not calling your mom because, damn, bro.
Yeah, I just want to be good, man. I just want to be as good as I possibly can be at that. Because I feel like there's so many years of neglecting with gambling that if I don't do something. I didn't move to LA to be stagnant. I don't go to a lot of mics, though.
You're saying that your gambling addiction took you away from your craft.
Yeah, 100%.
As most addictions do take you away from things that you love doing.
Yeah.
Because when I the Marine Corps sent me to rehab, bro.
Did it?
Yeah. The Marine Corps was born in a bar.
That makes sense.
It was born in a bar in 1775. And we have a tradition of drinking. They sent me to fucking rehab.
Jesus Christ.
That motherfucker sent me to rehab. And that weed hit so hard, I forgot the point that I was trying to make. What the fuck were we just...
We were talking about robbing and then, me taking, putting all of my energy into my addiction and not doing stand-up. And you were talking about the Marine Corps sending you to rehab.
But it was something about the addiction. Oh, the first doctor that saw me before I started the rehab process, I remember the question was, are there things that you used to love doing that you're not doing? And
okay.
When he said that question, I remember going, fuck, I'm not drawing pictures anymore. I'm not going to the gym like I used to. Just started listing all these things that I loved that made me feel so good. And I couldn't make that connection. And it was a really interesting thing. And then when I went to get a therapist after the Marine Corps,
yeah,
he asked me that again, that a different therapist. And it was just like, wow, dude. So the gambling came in between not only your money and your family and your friends, but it fucking like stopped you from
the thing that I love.
You were gambling that much, bro?
Yeah, bro. I would cancel shows.
To gamble?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you cancel shows because you lost money and you were too depressed to do a show?
Because I was trying to chase something. Chase money.
Fuck.
Yeah, down 500. You think I'm going to go to a show that pays 50 bucks? I wouldn't give a fuck about a show paid 50 bucks. Yeah. But, yeah. So, like, now I take it serious. But I take it serious to a point where, like, when anybody says good set, people like, feels good. But it's like, all right, next set. I try to go, because if not, you go to bed, you feel all high, you feel nice. You're like, this is what should be happening every night.
Every night.
Go to bed.
Going to bed with that feeling.
You should be able to kill every night and then just go to bed like it means nothing. But it's hard. That's my mentality. It's hard to, being great should just be normal. And so when someone says good set.
That's interesting.
I just go, okay. That's fine.
Being great should just be normal.
Yeah, you should be able to go to bed. Because some comics are like,
that is so deep, bro.
I couldn't go to bed for like 2 hours because I killed so hard. Like, you should be killing hard. Now go to bed.
That's deep as fuck, bro.
Well, then I got "You Ain't Shit" tattooed on my arm right here to remind me that not to judge others so much. What does
it say? Oh, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
To remind myself that I ain't shit. Like, if you judge people too much or if you're not working hard enough,
man,
this is just a friendly reminder.
That is a shitty reminder.
That's what it is.
You ain't shit.
Yeah.
But that's good, though, man, because we do need a fucking knockdown from our ego, man.
Yeah, bro.
We need to fucking come back down to, but we still need, you are the shit.
I know.
We still need that, though.
I know.
I think that's that balance, bro. It's that balance. I don't know if it was my family or this is kind of like an Arab type family structure, but in my household, my dad beat me and cut me down.
Whoa.
And my mom was there to build me back up.
I only say whoa because it's pretty similar. That's what it felt like.
Was it the same way?
Yeah.
Your dad was there to be that force of, you know, that force you have to, that's pushing against you.
Yeah.
And then your mother was there to be like, you're great.
She's supposed to clean up mentally and physically your wounds.
It's almost like he's supposed to give her an empty vessel to be like, hey, you're amazing.
I didn't realize you brought that up. You gave her, he's giving her a reason to mother. Like, here's something to mother. I didn't really bring that up.
That's hilarious because, you know, every woman needs a project.
Yeah. And there's here's a project.
Every woman wants a guy that she can change. Right?
Yeah. That's a little funny.
But it's true.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, bro.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, man. I think I smoked too much weed.
I think it's time for trash bars.
You ready for a trash bar?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
How's the second round of margarita treating you?
I made it too sweet, bro.
Is that what you're mad about?
You think I'm mad?
No, I was like, because I know you like them. Do you like them generally not too sweet?
No, I like them
right in the middle. That sometimes I'm starting to figure out certain limes are stronger than others.
Okay. Like as far as acidity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or how it like cuts.
Yeah.
You know, your taste buds. To me, I like it when the sweetness is just a tad under the level of the lime and the sourness, man. Mm-hmm. Just that's, there.
You just describe balance,
yeah.
That's yeah.
What
you mean, yeah.
And it's so funny. It's like it's alchemy. And but when I made a big batch, bro, I got it all wrong. I was so used to making smaller batches. All right, bro. Time to wow, we got a lot of fucking shit in the comments, man. Yeah, what up, Bolty? Yeah, diabetes does suck. Fucking my boy Dustin is here. He's making fun about how many times I keep mentioning my dick. It's that pride, bro. It's that pride.
My wife's gonna listen to this. She was like, you think he needs a magnum condom? And she'll laugh.
He says, what sucks is that I helped her get her dream job as college professor, and this was supposed to be my turn. Except, nope, broke up, lost everything. Oh, yeah, bro, I'm sorry.
That sucks. When you help somebody build something and they dip?
It's usually how it goes sometimes, man. Trash bars, they're ready for trash bars. Okay.
Let's get it.
You want to go first? I'll lay the beat.
Are we both doing it?
Yeah, bro.
All right.
What do you mean?
No. Let's go.
Oh, you want to lay the beat and you want me to rap?
Whatever.
That's what you wanted.
That's what I wanted.
You don't want to rap.
I sucks at rapping.
Bro, I suck at rapping too.
This is going to be good.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Trust me, man. I'm terrible at this shit. So, and that's why it's called Trash Bars. I'm going to fucking like make some graphics for the show next. I got to like sit down and do that. All right. First, let's do a sound check. check one two. All right, cool. So we got a 15 second delay. You're gonna do a beat, and when you see me tap my watch, you're gonna start laying that beat.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna go for 20 seconds.
All right.
And then I got to go in and I got to make a rap song over that.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
Hold on a second. I got to go. One, two. Perfect. Let's go. I am way too high for this task. This task. I'm way too high to be even sitting on my ass. On my ass.
That was good, dude.
I tried to keep it simple, bro.
No, that was good.
You know? That's my second ever Trash Bars.
Oh, shit.
So, Brandon Briggs had a good one.
Oh.
He did. He had a good one. The first one he did was fucking, I was like, okay, I think you might have wrote that.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
All right, let's go.
Let's do it. Let me fucking stop. And okay, and doom 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 doom. Ready?
Go ahead. Yeah. Mike Eshek thinks he's slick. He's talking about his dick the whole episode. I don't mean to sulk, but the Incredible Hulk trying to make me want to bulk, trying to figure out with overnight oats. In a week, I'll be sailing on a boat, fucking my wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was fun. I like the ladies in the front, too. Yeah. Fuck yeah, ladies.
Guys, we did it. Dude, I want to do another round. That was fun.
That was fun.
You want to do another one?
Right, whatever you want. Let's go.
Let's do it, man. I've never fucking done this before. Like, two rounds of it. Fuck, I'm really high. I, like, really got to, like, contemplate if I should be getting high for the podcast or not.
It seems more fun when you do.
Yeah, but at the same time, I kind of wonder if it's good for the interviews or not.
I mean, like, some of the... I mean, there's... You got deep. I was willing to get deep with you.
Well, that's cool, but I think that I think I'm failing at staying on topic.
That's true.
Like, I think
you're turning into Rogan here, because he stays up when he gets hella high. He's like, "What were we talking about?" Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I even,
if you don't like it, then don't get high before the thing before anymore.
I don't know if I don't like it or not. I'm just too high to figure out. I'm like so paranoid right now. I'm like so high, I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
All right. You're gonna lay a beat.
Okay.
All right. Ready? One. Two. That was great. All right, let's do it. Saul, so cool. He fucking plays like a fool. But what you don't know, his dick is huge. It's so big, even though he's so short. I think he's taller than me. I don't need no beat to end this song, because we talking about Saul's dick.
That was fun. Can I skip mine?
What do you mean?
I don't want to do one. I don't want to do it anymore.
Really?
I'll do it again.
You're not liking it, huh?
No. It's fun. I'm being insecure about whether or not I could rap, but fuck it. Let's go.
Bro, that last one you had was fucking great. I think it was the best one.
Yeah.
Okay. You know it's the best one too, motherfucker. It was great. What is it? Sandbagging on his beat. Oh. Yeah, they're live in the comments, bro. Okay. So now I'm giving you a beat.
Give me the beat.
All right. Fast, slow.
Whatever you want. Whatever's in your heart.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if I can go weird.
Okay.
All right. It's going to probably be a disaster. Ding dong da dong, ding dong dong, ding dong da dong, ding dong dong, ding dong da dong, ding dong meow, meow, dong, ding dong da dong, ding dong dong, ding dong da dong, ding dong dong, ding dong da dong, ding dong.
Mike Eshak trying to cause my defeat with this kitty cat beat. I'm getting drunk off agave. Gordo suave. I got nothing, dude. That was fun. You hissed at the end.
I did.
That was real weird.
I wanted to go weird, bro.
That beat was fun. That beat was fun.
Well... No, that's not what I wanted. Yeah. How you doing, Saul?
I'm good, man.
You got to get going?
Yeah, I got to get going soon, but this has been a very fun episode.
It was fun, dude. I wish I would have fucking... I think I'm going to have to listen to this and see if I need to stay on track more.
Well, I feel like if you could probably cut some stuff, but outside of cutting some stuff...
I ain't cutting shit.
You putting the whole way through?
Oh, no. There's no edits on this.
I love it. Keep it all the way through.
That's it. It just goes up. I don't even try to like edit it down, man. I don't even.
Gonna push it hard.
What do you mean?
When you post it, I'll push it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now it's the live video is up, but then the audio goes up probably in about a month because like I'm on a schedule where it's like I think I'm like 4 weeks behind.
Well, I'll push both.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah, bro. Well, give it up for Saul, everybody. And one more with this one.
That's the one I want.
Fuck, man. But this was fun, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming, bro. I think you're like one of the funniest motherfuckers, man.
Hey, man, for real. And I'm not even being fake about this. You too. For being like, you're not. I assumed you were a 10-year guy when we first met. That's how strong you are.
Oh, thank you, bro.
For real.
I appreciate it, man.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. You killed me, man. Almost every time I fucking watch you, dude, you just assassinate, man.
Thanks, man. Because that should be, if you're a comic, and like I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you're there to just amuse, please stop. Please quit.
Yeah.
Go, you're there to fucking make people laugh until they can't laugh anymore.
Amen, bro.
You know what I mean? You're not there to make puns and like be prolific. You can be that, but funny first.
Funny first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the prolific shit while you're making me fucking cry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Funny first.
Fuck yeah, bro. All right, Saul. All
right, man.
You're the fucking shit. Guys, thanks for showing up, man. Even more people on the live stream. I appreciate it. Guys, follow Saul Comedy. Follow me, Mike from Detroit. I got to get better at doing this dumbass shit. This button doesn't work anymore. There you go. Mike from Detroit, guys. Follow me on everything. TikTok, I'm barely on there, but I'm going to try. Anyways, guys, you're the shit. Thanks for coming out. I'll see you guys next Wednesday. And I think I got Alex Getland to next week. So I'll see you guys.
Hell yeah.
Public Yemeni number 1.